進化するキャリア、時代の声を聞く。 F コミは心を揺さぶる転職、キャリアアップに役立つメッセージをポッドキャストとビデオキャストで配信します。皆様のポジティブなキャリアアップを図るために、さまざまなキャリアを積んだ方、著名人、知識人、外国人、企業人事関係者のインタビューをお届けします。第92回 F コミポッドキャスト、今回より5回にわたって中日セルビア共和国大使イワン・ムルキッチ氏にお話を伺います。外交官として活躍していたイワン氏はユーゴスラビア連邦共和国の官房長官を務めることになり、国連使節団に配属される。ニューヨークで4年間過ごした後、 EC のユーゴスラビア使節団の委員長を務め、 EC への加盟へ熱意を燃やすが、やがてユーゴスラビア連邦諸国間で独立戦争が相次いで勃発することとなる。第1話、私のキャリア、外交官として。ニューヨーク&ブリュッセル。
And I served as a career diplomat for 30 years actually. I escaped for a year and used to be a chief of cabinet of the president of the then Federal Republic of Yugoslavia in 1992 to 1993. But as I told you, I entered the Foreign Service in 1978. I was assigned to our mission of the then Yugoslavia to the United Nations. That was my first assignment. And I went there first time in 79, and then in 82. I was an attaché, political attaché, dealing with the first committee of the United Nations General Assembly. And that committee had before its agenda most international security issues, then disarmament, and also with some other issues like Antarctica, peaceful uses of outer space, peaceful uses of nuclear energy, many other items. So I was a political attaché following the first committee, and some items discussed and deliberated within the Security Council of the United Nations. We had as a head of state President Tito, and he was very respectable and an influential figure within the movement of non-aligned countries. So we had a strong say within the United Nations, and we dealt with many items. So that was the beginning of my career. I have spent there 4 years in New York. Then when I got back to Belgrade in 1986, I was mostly dealing with the political issues within the movement of non-aligned countries. And of course, I continued following the deliberations in the United Nations. I was assigned to go to Brussels in 1990. We had high hopes at the time, the Socialist Federative Republic of Yugoslavia, to become members of the European community. I was there at the mission of Yugoslavia to the EC as a minister counselor, and I tried with all my strength to speed up the process of Yugoslavian integration into the EC. But we have been interrupted by some events, and he kept postponing our entrance into the EC and today's European Union until now. But eventually we'll get into the Union, and I think we are steadily progressing towards that goal.
Yugoslavia 紛争.
So in 1990, we as Yugoslavia started facing internal problems. And Slovenia and Croatia decided to get away and to leave our common state. That provoked civil war. So we had to deal now with a very serious conflict within the former Yugoslavia. And being the Serbian, I had to, of course, represent the interests of my country. In 91 and 92, the internal, civil, ethnic, and even partially religious war was going on in the former Yugoslavia. And I was called back in 92 to join President Dobrica Ćosić, the first president of the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, which was in 92 composed of Serbia and Montenegro. I was called back from Brussels, and I assumed the post of chief of cabinet. You call it chief cabinet secretary here in Japan. Those times were, in a way, very, very difficult ones, because in 92, the United Nations introduced sanctions against my country. So we have to deal with those sanctions. In 1993, I completed my assignment because Mr. Ćosić was toppled.
F コミでは今後も著名人、知識人、外国人のキャリアに関するインタビューを配信し、心を揺さぶる転職・キャリアアップに役立つメッセージをお届けします。なお、同じ番組を映像付きのビデオキャストでも配信しています。アルファベットの F とカタカナのコミュで検索し、ぜひサイトにアクセスしてください。サイトアドレスはhttp://carrier-finders.net。 オープニング・エンディングの音源素材は音の葉っぱ様よりご提供いただいております。